Well, greetings to you in Jesus' name. This is now day 5 in the 7-day series. And if you're listening for the first time, I would encourage you to listen to the other messages. I started on the 29th. What I'm doing is I'm reading through a booklet titled Christ, the Most Excellent Standard. And I'm just taking parts of it and reading each day and talking about it a little bit. This booklet was transcribed from a message that Brother Denny Kenniston preached back in 2003 in Milbank, South Dakota. He takes his text from the Bible out of Philippians chapter 3. And we read yesterday, or we considered the last time, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. We actually last time looked at the first part of that, that I may know him. A most excellent relationship is what we read about last time. And today we're going to be looking at a most excellent power and then a most excellent fellowship. And so we're going to start right there in the booklet, a most excellent power. And I'll read that verse again to us, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Brother Denny says here, I count all things but loss that I may know experientially the power of his resurrection. Notice the flow of the words, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, or that I may know him experientially, and that I may know experientially the power of his resurrection. Paul said, all I want is the power of his resurrection. I want to know the experiential power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Those were the very words and the very burden of the prayer of the Apostle Paul as he prayed for the church at Ephesus. And that ye may know the exceeding greatness of his power. That's Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. There it is. That you may know experientially the exceeding greatness of his power, being that power which raised Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. Again, that puts every one of us on our face, doesn't it? You say, well, I know what God's power is all about. Yes, that's right, and so do I. But God has so much more, the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe. This is a most excellent power. We must come to grips with it. I appreciate the songs that are sung. I appreciate the prayer meeting. I appreciate hearing over and over people speaking out their words to God. Lord, fill me with your spirit. Give me more of your spirit. God, I am not satisfied. Give me more of your power, God. Those are good words to pray. I'm not talking about looking for some ecstatic experience. I'm talking about a power which produces a holy life and wins souls for Jesus Christ. You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. Acts 1:8. Witnesses by the holy life you live, and witnesses with the open mouth that you speak. I'm speaking about power for those things, a most excellent power. Well, I'll stop there for now, and I'm going to read a little bit more, but is that the longing of your heart? Do you pray like that? Lord, fill me with your spirit. Give me more of your spirit, God. I'm not satisfied. Give me more of your power, God. Is that your longing? In your prayer, and is it your longing to open your mouth and witness to lost souls? Well, it's a challenge, and that we would be filled with the power of God, because, you know, we really can't witness without the power of God in our life. Oh, we can say some things, we can do some things, we can dress a certain way, and hopefully be a witness in some of those kind of things, but to change people's lives is something that only the power of God can do, and he uses people like you and me to do that, to work through us, and so we need his power. Well, Brother Denny goes on, is a most excellent fellowship, and He says, I count all things but loss that I may know the fellowship of his sufferings, that I may know the fellowship, the koinonia, the deep, intimate fellowship of his sufferings. This was one of the goals of the Apostle Paul. You say, I'm not sure if I'm ready to pray a prayer like that. That's because you're on the wrong side of it, my friend. You see, Paul was on the other side of this thing. He knew what suffering was. By the time he wrote those words, he already had been stoned at Lystra. He'd already been through all kinds of suffering. He had been lonely, empty, hungry, cold, imprisoned, and beaten. All these things had happened to him. He's on the other side of the fellowship of his suffering. Paul has tasted the sweet, deep, intimate, close fellowship with Jesus, which comes when you suffer with him. There is a deep, intimate fellowship with God when you are one who suffers with him. Everyone who knows what I'm talking about would agree with me. There's a sweetness there that doesn't come any other way but to enter into the fellowship of his sufferings, into the fellowship of the sufferings of Christ. Like Paul says, I fill up that which is behind in the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake. Paul knew what suffering was all about, but Paul also knew about the life of Jesus, which was manifest in his mortal body when he suffered for Christ. It seems absolutely radical. He is saying, if you can imagine it, I want more suffering. Oh, I want to learn what it is to suffer with my Lord. I want to taste more of that fellowship of suffering with my Lord. It seems almost ludicrous to us easygoing American Christians, but this is the way it was with Paul. It was that way in the early church, and it was that way with the early Anabaptists. Those brothers and sisters tasted the fountain of this kind of sweet fellowship, and they wanted more. There were times when somebody got into the jail in the middle of the night and said, wake up, the door's open, run. And the Anabaptist said, I'm not running out of here. I'm going to stand right here, and they're going to kill me tomorrow. I'm not running. Are you crazy? I get to lose my head for the Lord. Go shut the door and leave me alone. It happened more than once. How could they be so ludicrous? They were on the other side of this suffering thing. Ah, a most excellent fellowship. This fellowship of his suffering. Do you know anybody like that? I'm sure you do. You think in your mind of one of those suffering saints. Oh, the hard times they go through. What kind of person is it that you're thinking about? Who goes through so many hard things, so Christ-like, so sweet, so anointed, so broken. We have a dear lady back in our fellowship who is that way. She's been excommunicated for many years from her church. Her husband hardly talks to her. Oh, she knows suffering like very few know. There is hardly anybody sweeter than her. You should hear her when she prays. She prays with a broken anointing upon her life. Why? Because of the fellowship of his sufferings. That's what it is. And Paul knew it. He said, you can have all those other things. Give me Jesus. Give me the depths of Jesus. That's what I want. Well, I'm going to close there for today. That gives us something to be inspired with. It gives us something to be motivated towards, that we would have the fellowship of his suffering, that we would have the power of God in our lives, the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. Brother Denny passed away a few weeks ago. Now, I guess it was July 4th when he passed away, and he's now in glory. But he went through a battle with brain cancer, and that brother was he was so faithful. He showed us how to live a Christian life, those of us who knew him, but he also showed us how to die. And he was a man. He said, don't feel sorry for me, I'm having the time of my life. And he said that every good soldier needs a good battle. And this was a battle of brain cancer. It only lasted about 4 months, I think it was, before he died, but from the time that they diagnosed it. He went through a lot of suffering, but he was He was a faithful man through it all. So God bless you. Thank you for calling, and leave us a message. We'd love to hear from you. 099 on your phone.